What's up, gamers, and welcome to Lost at Sea Gaming. I'm Hulking Yoda, the captain of this ship, the SS Gamer, and we are here today for the first episode of Captain's Quarters. What is that, you ask? Well, each week I'll be inviting you guys into my quarters, so to speak, to discuss what I've been playing, any newly announced news that's interesting, and just general gaming topics that are on my mind at the time of the episode. This is going to be the first of many different episode types that I'll be producing here at Lost at Sea Gaming, so keep an eye and ear out for more new episode types coming your way soon. So let's dive right into the episode and start off with some explanation about me as a gamer so that you as listeners can get to know me a little bit. Hulking Yoda, as you will always hear me refer to myself as, it's actually my gamer tag on Xbox Live. So if any of you listeners would like to follow or friend me on Xbox, just search Hulking Yoda and you'll be able to find me. On PlayStation Network, my handle is Dante's Edge. And same there, I mean, by all means, send me a friend request, a follow. And when doing so, let me know you're a fan of the show. So my story is this. I've been gaming for most of my life since the NES and Commodore 64, for those of you that can actually remember that. And I've just always loved video games. There's just always been something about them that has enraptured me. From my first memories of gaming being the Western text-based adventure game that I would play as a young boy sitting on my dad's lap in his office, to the likes of Doom Eternal that I'm playing right now. Video games capture our imaginations. They speak to the competitive side of us, our innate desire for community. For those that create games, they also speak from an artistic standpoint, allowing developers, one, to create worlds and write stories and characters that are some of the most imaginative and engaging in any medium. I've always been one to look at video games as art. For what is art, if not an image or creation of one or some that can in turn be admired by someone else? My love of gaming combines my love of all of these things. And since I was young, I've loved stories, guys. Good stories. Anything that could take me on a journey of my imagination. In the earlier days of my gaming career, a lot of the story was left for me to create myself. You know, the in-between-the-levels stories, so to speak, of Mario and Luigi, Link and Zelda, Scorpion and Sub-Zero. I went the first few years of my gaming life with no home console, believe it or not. Only a PC. My friends, they all had Sega Genesis or Nintendos, Super Nintendos. And, you know, I'd always look forward to going over to their houses and playing them. And I would never want to leave when it was time to go. My dad was always a PC guy, is really what it boils down to, so he was very resistant to home consoles for a while. But during this time, though, I was able to enjoy the first two Mortal Kombat games with my sister, Frank Thomas's Big Hurt Baseball, FX Fighter, and many other titles, all on PC. Eventually, though, my parents did break down and they got me a Super Nintendo and an original black and white Game Boy on the same Christmas. And man, was I ecstatic, as I'm sure you listeners can imagine. I could now play all the games that I had to wait to play at my friends' houses, finally. So over the course of 2 years, I fell in love with Killer Instinct, Mario Kart, Super Mario World, and many more. But it honestly wasn't until the Christmas of 99 when I asked for and received a PlayStation 1. That Christmas changed my life forever from a gaming standpoint. For those of you too young to remember, though, Pizza Hut used to give out demo discs for PlayStation periodically, and that holiday season in 99 was no different. Now, that demo disc changed everything for me. On it was Metal Gear Solid, Tomb Raider 3, Crash Bandicoot 3, Cool Borders 2, so many great games, guys. But the one that really did me in was Metal Gear Solid. Now, up to that point, I never knew that video games could be as enrapturing as they were as far as their storytelling. You add in the graphics at the time, the character of Solid Snake and the stealth gameplay combined with unforgettable boss encounters, it was a revelation for me. From that point on, my world opened up to RPGs like Final Fantasy, action games like Siphon Filter, adventure games like Tomb Raider, the list goes on and on. My love for gaming only increased over these years, and then I continued to get a PS2 when it launched, as well as a Game Boy Advance. Xbox, GameCube, PSP, DS, 360, PS3, PS Vita, Xbox One, One X, and PS4 over the next almost 20 years now. And of course, I plan on getting the Series X and the PS5 when they release, hopefully still later this year. But over the years, guys, Whether it was the introduction of gamer score and the trophy system, online gaming exploding, screenshots and game clip sharing, whatever each new generation brought to the table, I was there to enjoy it and appreciate that I could see how each changed the industry. Now, with the recent news of E3 being canceled this year due to COVID-19, it was a very sad day for me, as E3 was something that I've always greatly looked forward to over the last 20 years. But unfortunately, it's not just because of this first cancellation of the trade show that I was sad. It was the fact that its popularity and relevance has unfortunately been waning over the last 5 years or so. And honestly, guys, I'd hate to see it go, given that it's been such a big part of my gaming journey over the years, ultimately reaching its peak for me personally when, in the mid-2000s, I'd actually have friends over to the house when it was being first televised, and we'd have snacks and watch it live together. Bottom line, gaming has been a part of my DNA since I was that young boy sitting on my dad's lap playing that Western text adventure. And in some ways, I'm still as enraptured with the content I play today as I was on that Commodore 64. So that's a little personal insight for you listeners to take into context as to who I am as a gamer and where I came from and what gaming means to me. And just for a little fun, at the suggestion of a close friend to me and the show, I'm going to give you listeners right now my top five favorite gaming franchises of all time to also give a little more perspective of my interest. So here we go, no specific order: Resident Evil, Tomb Raider, Assassin's Creed, Uncharted, and Final Fantasy. These are the franchises, guys, that have stuck with me for quite a few years and entries each, and ones that I just can't live without. There's so many more franchises out there that I love, believe me, but these franchises, they just really get me all googly-eyed when a new one is announced. So as I stated earlier, I also wanted to talk with you guys on this weekly episode about what I've been playing. So most recently, leading up to this recording, it's been Doom Eternal. And if you guys have listened to my hands-on test sale episode of the game, it's been a mostly fun experience so far. Although I will say that since the preview episode, I've encountered a lot more frustration than I had experienced up to that recording. So when I recorded the hands-on, I completed the first two missions of the game and spent some time in the hub space station that you go in and in between missions, and I was really digging it. But since then, I've completed the next four campaign missions and am on the seventh out of the total 13. Now, those four missions, honestly, as far as my excitement or engagement, they were split right down the middle for me. The first two of those four missions were really frustrating, with seemingly enemy horde encounter room after enemy horde encounter room. And honestly, I actually got stuck for a little while in one specific location during this time frame that just really, really grated on my nerves. The story and lore that I was enjoying reading about and discovering in those first two missions of the game, they also seemed to disappear and take a backseat to the hordes of enemies, which I did not like, being such a fan of the story. And I also felt the pacing was thrown off because of this, to me anyways, because again, I felt like I was just going from one room full of hordes of monsters to another with nothing slowing me down in between, which really fatigued me on the gameplay. The locations in those two missions were also not as enjoyable either as the first two missions in the game, in my opinion. I will say, though, the game has picked back up for me in missions 5 and 6 with more interesting locations, better pacing, more lore and story collectibles to find, and not as many frustrating encounters to experience, except one at the end of mission 6, the Marauder. For those of you that have played the game and you'll know what I'm talking about, oh man, did that guy really frustrate me. But I got through it, and I am now on the 7th mission, and overall, I'm back to really enjoying the game. Other than Doom, I have been playing through the My Career mode in NBA 2K20, where, for those of you that may not know, you take a created player from college all the way through an NBA career. Now, where I'm at currently is in the third round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. My team's the Philadelphia 76ers, as they are my favorite team. And yes, if you're wondering, I do live in Philly. As for the playoffs, though, I had to get past the Hawks in the first round and the Celtics in the second round, and I'm now facing the Brooklyn Nets in the third round. I'll be honest, they beat me pretty bad in the first game, but I played much better defense in the second game and ended up winning that game, tying the series at 1-1, and I am now set to play Game 3 in Philly. So ultimately, I've thoroughly been enjoying my time in NBA as well. So that's what I've been playing this past week. Hopefully next week I can be able to tell you listeners that I've beaten Doom Eternal, made it to the NBA Finals, and started the Resident Evil 3 remake, which actually comes out this Friday, April 3rd, by the way. So going forward, my hope is to get one of these types of episodes out to you guys every Monday. Sometimes it may go 2 weeks in between episodes, but the goal is every Monday. So I will try my hardest to meet that goal. This episode, honestly, it was unique in that I was really just wanting to give you listeners some insight into who I am as a gamer with the opening information. Going forward, though, I will look to be discussing current gaming topics and news, as well as keeping you guys updated on what I'm playing as well. So I hope you enjoyed this first episode of Captain's Quarters, and I would love to hear your feedback, whatever it may be. So hit me up on Xbox Live or PS4 at Hulking Yoda, as well as on social media and email. You can reach me at lostatseagaming365@gmail.com, lostatseagaming on Instagram, and lostatseagaming1, the number one, on Twitter. Again, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you will join the crew, and until the sea says otherwise, we'll keep sailing.